Dear Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You guys know what I'm going to push on you. If you listen to the show, if you know who I am, you know what's coming next. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to beg you to try Strava Craft Coffee, the delicious CBD-infused coffee. We all love coffee in the morning, at least most of us do. Those of us that aren't crazy people, what's the issue is that third, fourth cup, you start to feel those jitters. No doctor advises that much caffeine. However, when you balance it with that CBD, it does take a lot of that edge off. You don't feel quite as jittery. I feel a bit more focused. Caffeine's important to my job, but I don't want to feel too strung out on it either. The CBD is perfect. Helps me with joint pains, anxiety, IBS. One of my favorite ways to start the day, you can get 25% off your first order with DNVR25 at Strava Craft Coffee. You can also sign up for their subscription service. You're going to get 20% off every single shipment. You choose what dosage, what flavor comes to you, and when it comes to you every 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks. Check out Strava Craft Coffee. Use code DNVR25.
Let's try this with a little... Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
This is some Friday music, but it's almost Friday.
It's also, we're dangerously close.
Also, Eric's not here, so we can
play the funk music. Vibe out. It's a great song.
It's a great jam. It's a hater. It's objectively a great song. What is up, everybody? Welcome to this very late night edition. There it is. Oh, I even have one here. Nice. I've enjoyed these late night ones. We did one the other day. You know, people are tired. They're probably watching from bed. They're in good moods. The energy's just good. The energy just feels good. Look at my beautiful set.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, you really brought the heat with that tonight.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that my daughter must have put this here for me. Tic Tacs and her backpack.
She gets it. She gets the show.
She definitely gets the show. Guys, we are going to be – miss me with the jam bands. What are you – I mean, come on, man. You could use it's late. You could – you know what? I think Nugs N7 maybe need some jam band enhancers. That's what really makes the jam band experience a little bit better.
If you know, you know.
Solace Meds, by the way, guys, right there down Colfax. So today we're going to do a little mailbag. This might be a little bit of a shorter episode, just Vote and I. We got some good questions. I like this. If you guys don't know, one thing I want to say, a lot of the people that are in here right now, yo, booyah, all this stuff, real fans in here. I love it. If you guys don't know, we're previewing our player preview series right now. We're premiering them. So we've had Bull, we've had Austin Rivers, we've got Vlad Kochanchar. Tomorrow, I know everybody's favorite, Peter Cordalee.
Let's go.
Marcus Howard dropping tomorrow. And then, of course, the following week, we start to get to the back, the reserves, the second unit. And then the week after that, we're going to be up there with Jokic, Murray, MPJ, Barton, all those guys. So you're going to want to be checking those out. And, of course, become a DNVR member because we have the bonus cup stuff, always bonus parts of those behind the paywall up at the DNVR.com. Vote.
What's up, brother?
How's first week for you? First week of preseason? How would you say your personal vibes are with relation to the Nuggets?
I thought it was great. I think there's something about the Nuggets this year, just in terms of the early phases, the training camp, the preseason, where it's sort of like, all right, they're beyond that. Where, you know, that Jokic missed some, that we're not seeing Murray. It's unfortunate. But these aren't questions the Nuggets are trying to answer that the fan base needs answered. So right. The Nuggets are in this fun place where this time of year becomes about things like Bones, Bol Bol, the wild cards up your sleeve. We ride these hype trains at DNVR because it's a luxury to be in that position as a fan to go, all right, there's the real thing happening over here. It's a formidable group. And then there's just the fun kind of fantasy long-term prospects. And so I've enjoyed the latter sort of aspect of this.
So you and I both have been here for this whole ride, right? Right from the start, more or less.
From the start
of the Jokic era. And it's been fun watching them. This is the year I feel like this might be the year they've turned the corner into a veteran team. And I know veteran usually sounds like old, But I just mean that this preseason has been the most casual preseason, I feel like, from the Nuggets. Not that they're not taking it seriously or trying to get better, but it's just the most like, yeah, Jokic isn't going to come. You know, that's fine. Barton's, we're going to rest him a little bit. We're going to play some of these other guys a lot of minutes. It just doesn't, there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency. And I think that has more to do with Malone knows he's got grownups now.
Yep.
Largely, he's got grownups.
To the point where maybe a larger priority is, hey, everyone stay healthy. Let's get out there, have some fun, get the juices flowing. But more important is that long-term health. You're right. I mean, the young core, the immediate core, young they may be, but how many playoff series, how many game sevens, playoff games do they have? Solis Meds testimonials here. This is an experienced group. And then you start to think, we touched on this a bit in the player previews today. Those will air next week. But you start to think about the way some of these things are changing, that it's Paul Millsap and now Jeff Green and the Jamichael Greens of the, you know, these more experienced veterans coming in. And it's a more no-nonsense, everyone knows what they're doing. There's a very professional air, you know, vibe in the air of Denver right now.
We say all of that now. I mean, it just seems that way. But you know what I'm excited for? Tomorrow, I'm going to be down at Ball Arena for the first time in, what, 2 years?
That's great. Because
even last year, we were sending sending Harrison for the most. Did you go to any games last year?
I did. I went to a handful, yeah.
Yeah, you went to a handful of them. So you were there, but I didn't. So tomorrow, I'll be down at Ball Arena. I'll be on the post-game show. I'll be back in time for that, I believe. But I'll be down there for the first parts of it and get to cover the game and see everybody. And I'm just excited for that. It's been so long.
Dude, I'm excited. I'm excited.
So pretty cool. Do we still get the food? Do you know? Do they still
get the food? Yeah, we do. Did you get the email today? But look, I don't know if we want to pull the curtain back.
All right, maybe we don't.
Look, this may be a couple of tier one access media members chopping it up here. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's get into the meat of the show here today. Let me play our graph. I just wanted to play the graphic. That's all.
It gets me every time, too.
I love it. So we asked you guys earlier today, if you're in the chat, by the way, and you have some questions for us, feel free to hit us. Feel free to hit us with those. We'll try to get to as many of these as we've seen. So the first one, a little bit of a favorite of the week. I feel like, Vogt, we've talked about this question no fewer than 30 times.
100%. That's
but,
right.
But nonetheless, still a good question here from P. Flowerstone. How much does Bones play this year? How much does he play? Go for it.
Can I reframe this question for you? Does your answer to this question, has it changed at all since a month ago?
Well, yes, absolutely. No question about it. I mean, and we've said this, even that I've answered on the show really about how maybe even as little as 1 week ago, or to be honest, 2 weeks ago before training camp began, I thought, you know, he'll get spot minutes. Guys will get hurt, so he'll get called up to play. I mean, Marcus Howard last year even got called up to play at times during the regular season. So I thought that would happen with Bones. But now I look at it, I honestly don't want to – our Bones, we recorded our Bones preview today, and it was one of maybe my favorite one we've done. I don't want to show my hand too much. But let's just say I'm optimistic that Bones is going to break in this rotation in some capacity. I don't know that it'll be opening night. I don't know that it'll be opening week or month. But I think at some point, it's like Bones, I think he has a great, great chance to earn real minutes, not just, we're out of guys, put him in there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say outside of the rotation, but right in that spot where, I mean, the obvious thing you want to say is injuries, but how about this? It doesn't have to be injuries. I think we've talked a little bit, again, I don't want to, we have some player previews coming out. We've talked a little bit about Will Barton and maybe finding ways for him to rest. That's a hard thing to do with Jamal Murray out. That much easier, though, I think, with how good Bones has looked thus far. So you're talking about Austin Rivers getting a spot start, but then do you turn to Bones as that backup shooting guard? And I think, depending on how things are going, you know, if the Nuggets are cruising, Malone may feel comfortable doing that at stretches. So I won't say in the rotation, but I don't think you're going to see him banished or chained to the end of the bench necessarily.
I like this. We've had the, like, is Bones Damian Lillard? I like that we're already two preseasons.
Yeah.
Bones better than Damian Lillard.
We're aiming higher.
Nobody has convinced me we didn't just draft somebody better than Damian Lillard, not just Damian Lillard.
I like this comment, too. I've seen a lot of this because I know there was that fun graphic that went out about him saying pull up from half court. And that stuff's real about Bones, and that's fun. But I also see the pushback. Well, how about we focus on playing the game the right way first? Here's the thing, though. Check the tape. I mean, that preseason game, it was a lot of getting to the rack, getting to the hole, not necessarily settling for jumpers. So I think from a media perspective, he knows he can pull on that thread and have some fun. But I actually think we're talking about a guy who has a better understanding of what he needs to do on the court as a rookie.
Yeah. And that's the same thing. Like, I don't think he's taking bad shots necessarily, right, like where I'm like, man, what is this dude doing? He gets to the rim, he distributes, he's pretty unselfish, and every now and then he pulls up from deep. And here's the thing people don't realize about pulling up from deep. There's a value to it that goes beyond just like, maybe it goes in and guys have to, you know, they'll guard you. If you can create a fear in the defensive eye, this is what Portland does so well. So what Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors do so well. If you can extend where the ball screen is up the court 2 or 3 feet, because guys are so afraid, they like, we have to jump out on Bones Highland from 27 feet away. If you can do that, you open up the paint even more. And so when people say like, don't do this or that, like, he's going to explore that, especially in the preseason. And he might explore that in the G League if he's down there. And maybe he explores that in garbage time when he's in there. But until he is doing it where you're like, hey, man, calm down, you know, be smarter with the ball. Until you have to say that, I don't think people should worry about it, because he's demonstrated he knows how to balance it.
I agree. And actually, to this point, appears to be manipulating his reputation into buckets and or assists.
Right. Somebody asked here earlier, I wanted to get to this. Jacob asked, watch party at DNVR. I don't know if it's an official watch party, but the game is supposed to be televised. Therefore, we will have it at the bar. So if you come to the bar tomorrow, it's a Friday, so you might as well come down to the bar. It's a great time. If you come down, guess what? Bo will be there. Superstar Dev will be there. I think D-Line will be there watching the game. And I'll be there probably right at the end of the game. So, we'll have a chance. We'll talk nuggets with you guys, and obviously it'll be on the TV. Next question. Let's scroll on back here and see what else we have. We had some really good ones.
We did.
Not that this one wasn't a really good one. It was very good in its own way. What is the single lineup that you most hope will hit the floor at some point this season, pre-Murray's return? Answers don't have to be realistic. I like that. Well, okay. So what do you have here, Vote? What's your lineup?
Look, it's some version of the starters. That just has to be the answer. I'll just say PJ Dozier in there instead of Monte. And I don't know quite yet, Adam, if this is Barton PJ split duties as primary ball handler, who does what necessarily, but just in terms of that sort of defensive first aspect for players you feel really confident in offensively, especially on the aggregate scale. So what is that fifth piece? Does it need to be an offensive player? Can it just be a defensive dynamo? And then PJ, the kind of guy who on his best night splits that difference. So throw him in there for Monte. I'm curious about it. That's not a knock on Monte, by the way. I just think I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay. For me, the lineup I'm most curious for involves PJ Dozier. So for me, it would be, you know, Michael Porter, Jokic, of course, PJ Dozier. I'm just so curious for Bones. I want to see Bones, mm-hmm. and I want to see him with some respect. You know, maybe actually let me change it up, because I think Aaron Gordon's in there. Man, this is tough, because I was going to say Dozier and Barton, but maybe if I go Bones, Barton, I think that might be the most fun I could have. Mm. Bones, Barton, MPJ, Gordon, Jokic, that would be a hell of a fun lineup. I don't know if that's like the one I'm most clamoring for in terms of, oh, that's going to be a great one. It's just that, hey, that would be a fun one.
Is there a defined point guard in that group?
I think it's Barton. I don't think there's a defined, he's the point, like he's running.
Sure.
But I just think he handles the ball primarily. But, you know, here's the thing about Bones that's impressive. I say that because typically speaking, a rookie with a bunch of veteran players would just take a back seat. But Bones seems very comfortable not doing that. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you put him out there. Again, Barton, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, and Jokic. If you put him out there, I wouldn't be surprised if he just felt confident doing things, not in a selfish way, but just as in a, hey, guys, just act like I'm Jamal. It's cool. Let's just play normal.
I also keep finding myself chuckling at how many of my answers to these questions involve Jeff Green. I kind of want to see Jeff Green and Jokic on the court together, right? In some capacity.
By that.
I don't mean, it's not like the most exciting answer, but Jeff Green's a really quality player. And so it's not just these hockey rotation, full bench group in, can he help them? Yeah. I'm really curious to see if and how he's staggered with the starters and if he gets any minutes alongside those, the QB1 guys, right? First on the depth chart. So he's a great player. And I don't know, it's funny. His whole career, I've always thought of him as like this kind of boring guy, a good player, but boring. And now I'm sitting here going, I can't get enough of Jeff Green. I'm a little confused by that.
I'm so curious to get to know Jeff Green. This is one of the fun things about a new season like this. I mean, last year was Jermichael Green, who, you know, whose game you were familiar with a little bit, but you really got to know him now.
Right.
I'm excited to really get to know Jeff Green's game and all the little subtleties that he brings. Scott Carpenter had a question here. He says, you guys ever go back and do, you know, previous eras of the Nuggets, kind of like The Last Dance? And then later on, he says, I know Adam has the Keeping It 1000. Yes. So the Keeping It 1000 so far, that legend series, the point of that series, if you guys don't know, I do a podcast with George Karl. Yes. That George Karl, Denver Nuggets nice. Legendary coach.
Good flex. And
thank you. We have a new episode tomorrow, 4 o'clock. It's going to be recorded live good at the plug. Bar. So another good plug. And then by the way, next week we'll have a Keeping It 1000 Legends edition with LaPhonso Ellis. Ooh, LaPhonso Ellis will be on the fun. Show. That's so awesome. We're going to talk to LaPhonso. We're going to talk 90s Nuggets. So the goal, though, of that one, Scott, is to tell the entire history of the Nuggets from the player's point of view. So we get players from each era, and we just ask them questions about what it was like and, you know, kind of relive old glory. So it's not going to be like Last Dance where it's hyper-produced this or that, but they are fun conversations that I think you'll get a lot from. So far, Alex English and Kenneth Faried. So we've got two down, two completely different eras. Next week, we'll add a third completely different era.
I'll testify to that, man. I mean, you know, I'm all in on the Nuggets now, hardly a historian, don't have much connection right. to those prior eras, excuse me. So I've really enjoyed that podcast, not just blowing smoke. It's a good way for me to sort of relearn about the history and all that. So a strong recommend.
I'll do one other, cause I'm going to go back to the question about the wacky lineup. If there was a wacky one I wanted to see, okay, let's get really weird. Jokic, Bol, Porter, Bones, and Dozier. That would be my lineup. That's weird. It doesn't really make sense, but and there's like a 0.0% chance it'll ever play. But that one would be pretty weird.
I like that.
I also think that's fun. Well, let's go to Noah Tucker here. Our guy Noah Tucker, a fellow tall fellow. Please make a case for Jokic to make the NBA 75th anniversary 75 greatest players of all time. And how many Nuggets will be on the NBA's 100 greatest players list? The second part is too difficult. I mean, you got to really look back. I've heard, you know, Alex English, Carmelo Anthony, you know, those guys I think likely to be added. So you add two Nuggets. Sure. I don't know if any other Nuggets will get added. But here's the thing, Vogt. I don't think Jokic's going to make this list.
Me either.
And it's in large part because it's coming at the worst possible time. Like if this list came out in 2 years from now, Jokic would be on it. No questions asked. He's an MVP, and I think he's only going to become, in the coming years, as good or better than what he was now. And if you do play at this level for that long, like, I'm sorry, there's not very many guys that have done that. I'm on record saying I think Jokic has the potential in him to be a top 25 player all time. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki is. I think Jokic can be as good as Dirk Nowitzki was, if not a little bit better. So I think there's a chance, and I think he probably belongs. When you talk, how do you compare 75 years? It's really tough. So I get that there's no like, oh, he should do this. But I look at it and I go, is he just better than some of the guys that'll be ahead of him?
Yeah.
No question he's better. Is he greater? It's too hard to be able to tell that.
It almost reminds me of like the greatest Nugget conversation. Like I'll hear all your arguments for like he hasn't done it yet. I just won't hear that he will not. You know, right. Like he is, there's no, I don't think there are 75 guys who have picked up a basketball and been better at the game than Jokic. But there is, I think the only barrier left is time. I'm with you on that. But he'll be recognized like that eventually. And the totality of his, he's going to have a Hall of Fame career, and it won't be built off what people like you and I said on Twitter. You're going to look at his stat totals, and it's going to start to add up to a jaw-dropping kind of effect. So eventually, he's definitely in these conversations. I'm with you. It's probably a bit too early to expect it.
Let's get not be politically correct. Let's be here. Should he be on it, even given just 7 years in the NBA?
Hell yeah, he's an MVP, and he's an MVP that's like entering his prime. He's in my humble opinion, a best player that's ever dressed for one of the teams in the league.
Right.
I mean, these are the. You look at the criteria, you go check, 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 check. I just think it might take – like, look, man, everyone that watches this show, everyone that does this show, we're 2 years ahead of that curve, 3 years ahead of that curve, and it'll always be that way.
And this is what's crazy. Like, I feel validated that he won the MVP, and this is part of why it was so special for him to win it, is you could stamp and say, like, He was third in MVP or fourth in MVP voting two seasons ago.
Right.
So,
right.
And like when you say that, everyone's like, yeah, whatever, whatever. But that just goes to show that he was in a regular season a top five player and then the number one player. And then whatever you want to say he was in between those, which I think you would have a very easy time making the case that he was a top five player in those years. I mean, how many guys were a top five player for a 3-year stretch and aren't in the top 75? Like, come on, get out of here. There's so many ways
you can slice it, man.
And this is why when you're like, we have to give it time. I'm like, not really. If he retired tomorrow, he's one of the 75 best players, in my opinion.
But you and I can make that case. It's just, do you expect these people to make that case? These people being whomever it is that makes these lists. I know better by now than to think, oh, it's a shoo-in. But of course, man, of course. I mean, look, he's going to go down as one of the – let's get Andy Bailey back on the show if you want a hype cast. But like, what, one of the 6, 7, 8 best centers to ever play? And I actually think once I get to 8, I may be being a little generous. So I don't know. I think when it's all said and done, he's a no doubter for all these conversations. People will eventually remember Jokic as one of the best to ever do it, whether there's reluctance in the meantime or not.
It's funny, man. Like, would you rather have, and Alex English was a great, great player, but would you rather have Alex English's, you know, entire career or Jokic's 7 years? And I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, Alex English was a really good player. He was never like in the conversation for the best player in the league. Like, that was just never close to a conversation. Jokic right now, you can have that conversation. And people will say, oh, he's fifth or whatever. But it's like, I'm sorry. On any given night, Jokic can be the best player on a court against anybody. Giannis, we've seen him against Giannis, fastest triple-double of all time.
Yeah.
We've seen him, LeBron, we've seen him put up historic numbers against the best, quote-unquote, best players of this generation, and he has gone into games and even series and been the best player on the court.
Well, you just think of how the dialogue's moved, the goalposts have moved, and now it's okay, fine, maybe he's not the best. He's up there with KD and Giannis, but you were arguing with me about Kristaps Porzingis not that long ago, so I'm going to get all fired up, but I agree with you.
We're mad online, Ray. That's why he said, hey, what's up, guys?
That's right. It's a fundamental part of our brand, and you can't take it from us.
Let's take a break here. Vote gets to do ad reads. On the other side, though, more questions coming up. Oh, my God. At least it's not Eric.
I'm ready. I don't even need you for this one. So Ball has been practicing diversity and inclusion for years while other major companies just talked about it as workplace idealism. That's pretty wild, Brennan. What do you mean? Can you elaborate? Well, their culture of belonging has been noticed by the Human Rights Campaign. They have a corporate equality index score of 100%. So objectively, your background, whatever that may be, will not prevent you from succeeding there. That's pretty crazy, Brennan. Are you just telling me that it's just your hard work and commitment that matters at Ball? That's right, Brennan. Inspiring, isn't it? You're free to be your authentic self. Once you work at Ball, there are lots of groups to join to represent your unique background. If you want to meet people, reach new career heights, get support, Ball supports groups like the Society of Women Engineers, for example, and many others. That's crazy, Brennan. I'm just trying to get my head around this. Are you telling me that you can lead in your own space and become unstoppable? That's right, Brendan. Right now, they're looking for mechanical skills to help them manufacture aluminum cans and bottles, which they've been doing for a long, long time. Going to break the bit here. If you want to do that, if you want to work for a company like this, text GOLDEN to 77222 and you'll get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN. That's jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN, or simply text GOLDEN to 77222 and apply for jobs at their aluminum manufacturer plant. Aluminum can manufacturer plant. Now we're going to talk to you about DraftKings, friend of the show, sponsor of the show. Who are we kidding? If you know the show, you know all about DraftKings. So I'm just going to remind you right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Week 5 offer every football fan should jump on. Every single one of you. New customers can bet just $1 on any football NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL, Adam, was in 1943. So I'd say that this qualifies as a no-brainer. DraftKings customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. If you're not sure how to do that, if that sounds overwhelming, check out the DNVR Bet Show and let our shamans, Ryan and Andre, guide you through it, guide you to that cash. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That is promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I love this. Is the best offer we get strange offers all the time, but look at this one we got from Jacob Crumb. Genuine offer, genuine.
Just like a genuine. Do you guys want me to record all the ads?
I love that. A bunch of my ads. No, see here. Here's the thing. Would I accept this offer? 100%. 100%. Would our ad partners do it? I mean, you have to understand. I mean, it's like when you pay. Who's a famous celebrity? Like George Foreman to endorse the grill, right? You're getting the celebrity. Brendan Vogt to do Manscaped. That's what you're paying for. Like,
that's right.
People know that his balls carry weight. God, that was a bad sentence to really put out.
Hey, I want to address this question for Manny. Do Vogt and Wind get jealous when Adam gets invites from all the podcasts to talk Nuggets? Yes. We're very sensitive and competitive. We're proud of Adam, but we're also jealous.
Zach Lowe wanted me to give you his number. I said he doesn't have a phone. I was like, he doesn't.
Yeah. He was like, hey, does he want to do any fan votes? ESPN's all over it. They love that content.
Hey, Zach Lowe, I'd you want to do the fan vote. That'd be incredible. I think somebody's talking about, I did the dunked on today, so go check that one out. You know what's funny, man? Nate Duncan, because he's a friend of mine. Like, all these guys have, like, online personas, and then you, like, know them in real life, you know, sure. Whatever. As this is, by the way, is the case with everything. Like, everybody online is just slightly different with what they are like if you get to know them as people. Because I'm not on Twitter like 24/7. I'm definitely not on the timeline. Like, I read my mentions more than I'll read like the time, or I'll search for something. But
sure,
I didn't realize how much Nuggets fans hate Nate Duncan. Apparently, he's a Nuggets hater.
He kind of is, man. I mean, I don't get too wrapped up to it in it because I also know I've done this long enough now that whether you're on the national or the local side of this, the easiest thing in the world is to dig into your side and go, these other guys don't get it. They don't get it at all. I couldn't do Nate Duncan's job. I'm sure it's coming from a place of, in his mind, objective analysis. Yeah. That said, I do have him in the Nuggets hater category. I do.
Is Eric different from how he is online?
No.
He's the one guy that's not at all.
He might be turned up a little offline. He might be more Eric.
Well, Eric was supposed to be on the show today, but he is definitely too drunk at the moment to do the show. I'm told live from the DNVR bar, having too much of a good time.
So Eric and Kale do BLT club at the bar. And for the longest time, I earnestly, sincerely thought that they were eating BLTs together.
No way.
Nope. It's Bud Light Towers. So that explains a lot. That explains a lot.
Wow. Incredible towers. All right. Let's bring this one on here. AI. That's Allen Iverson for you, vote, if you don't know. AI wants to work for Sixers. Who current Nuggets will want to work on the team someday after they're playing basketball? So this is a good one. Like, Allen Iverson is obviously Mr. Sixer, right? Actually, when I say 76ers, who do you think? Who's the first guy you think of?
I think of Allen Iverson.
Okay. First, I didn't think of Dr. J.
You know what's funny? You know who I kind of think of just because of when I started watching? Andre Iguodala. I think of him a lot. Wow.
The real AI, right? Am I right?
Yeah, and then there was that one year where he and Doug Collins won a playoff series, and it was a big deal, and it was kind of fun. But Allen Iverson is, of course, the first guy.
So Allen Iverson wants to be in the front office. First of all, I love Allen Iverson. Like, Allen Iverson is not my type of player. He is the opposite of my type of player. But he is my But he is my type of personality. He is, as they say, a real one. And he is just like, I've mentioned it on the show before, but he just has a whole other level of fame to him where it's just like he has an aura about him that he carries. I love that he embraces players today. Like, I think he's not going to be one of these guys that thinks he ever sucked. I don't think he'd be a good GM, man. I don't know that he'd be a good coach, GM. I don't know what role Iverson should take with the 76ers. I like the idea of him being a part of it. I just don't know what that would be.
I think, who knows if I'm right? It's easier for me to see players as coaches than GMs more often than not. And that's not like that players can't see it. I actually just think these are anecdotal examples, but some of these guys are just too close to it. Like, if you listen to Kevin Durant talk, his favorite players in the league are the guys where they were going mano a mano in a big game And he's like, oh, we couldn't stop that guy. And I'm not saying that
that's every player, though. That's almost every player.
And that's my point, right? Yeah. And even some of these coaches, right? Like, is it Doc Rivers? Right? There's a lot of guys with reputations where, like, oh, they killed us in a playoff series last year. Like, I want that guy on my team, these coach GMs. So sometimes I think it can be a little bit of a too close to it deal. And I would guess that AI is like, oh, that guy, like, that guy crossed me up pretty bad. That guy's hard to guard one-on-one. I want him, you know?
He's getting Jamal Crawford and Kyrie Irving.
100%.
Just nothing but Hooper, straight Hooper. He'd be the ultimate Hooper.
Just squad. The Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets. Well, it would win then. What nugget would you want to come work for the organization? I mean, the answer is Chauncey Billups. And that's kind of a difficult answer at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, with him being, one, being in Portland, and two, with him getting hired and it becoming a storyline, that his case from 25 years ago. So it's tough, but I mean, that's my answer. Like Chauncey,
sure.
I've told the story before. I used to play, you're going to laugh at this flex, but I hardly ever bring up the old basketball playing days. I played with the same coach growing up. I played in the same gym and played in the same pro-am against Chauncey. So like, to me, I know Chauncey from going way back, and he is Colorado basketball. Like, he is the king of Colorado basketball.
Sure.
So to me, there's no question that would be the guy. And I wish it worked out. I don't know. A lot of people wanted him to come in. They wanted to fire Tim Connelly. This might have been before your time, but they really thought Tim Connelly was doing a terrible job back in like 2016, 17. Like, fire him, bring in Chauncey, like, make him the guy. It never lined up because Tim Connelly's great and hopefully here for a long time. Mike Malone's great, hopefully here for a long time. I don't know that Chauncey's a guy that could come in and be under either of those guys, like, as an assistant or as
he also seems to want to take the whole challenge on. I think of Mike Miller. I don't know if it's coaching or front office capacity.
He's not a Nuggets legend.
I know he's a Jokic legend. Buddy. He's a Jokic buddy. It's not the same thing, but
I also, Mike Miller, now he's doing agency, right? He had RJ Hampton. Yep. I feel like that's great for him because he's just a connector. Mike Miller's a guy that just can connect you. I don't know if he would be a great coach or front office. Maybe. I don't know. You remember Brett Barrett, who this was sort of his thing. He was an agent for a while, and then he became the Nuggets' version basically of World Wide West Mike Miller maybe could be that guy. I could see him and Josh Kroenke go back. I think him and Josh Kroenke played basketball together they were on the same AAU team, I believe. Don't quote me on that. So I could see Mike Miller one day being part of KSC, like as Josh Kroenke's right hand, Josh Kroenke's Brett Barra, maybe, but that's about it. All right. That was a good question. I like that one. Let me see what else we got here. The hypometer. Oh, wow. So we got to pull up the draft. So let me pull this one on screen here. Hypometer. To date, how many players selected before number 26 in the last draft?
Hang on a second.
Would you rather have them bones? Yeah, I got to do this. All right. NBA draft 2021. I love that we're doing this now before any of these guys have played a single game.
That's right. No. We've seen what we need to see.
So I'm actually going to share another screen here. Let me see how I do that. Do I know how to do that? Let me see. I'm going to share the tab that has the entire draft so we can kind of go through it. Will you count these out for me as we go?
Yeah.
All right. Cade Cunningham, I would take over Bones Island. Same goes for Jalen Green, Evan Mobley. I don't know Scotty Barnes' game well enough. He's like one of those guys I didn't really scout that hard, you know, so I don't.
I know what you mean, but I'm going to put – I mean, he was a consensus lottery pick. It's – put him ahead.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Like, okay, but sure. I don't know anything about him.
No indications he's a bust thus far.
Correct. You know, so. Jalen Suggs, Josh Giddey, Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, here's where you just get – like, it sounds weird to say, but, like, I don't love Kuminga.
I was going to say, is 7-8-9 too early to get in there?
Franz Wagner, like, okay, here's the thing. He's a good player. Is he a star? Franz Wagner is like, okay, that's a good, solid player, but he's not a star.
Sure. That's not his ceiling, right? Yeah.
In Bones Island, I'm like, man, this guy could, I don't know. Davion Mitchell, no question. My favorite player in this entire draft, Davion Mitchell. Like, that guy's a freaking beast. Definitely would take him. Zaire Williams, okay. Book Knight, Josh Primo. Like, now we're just getting into the guys that I'm like, man, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you start talking about, all right, fit, opportunity, whatever. But this territory, like, none of this is blasphemous to me. None of it. And, like, Chris Duarte, who I understand, like, the draft community and the Nuggets draft community, way higher on him than we were on this show and his fit in Denver and all that. All that said, man, I think he's maybe the second most ready to go prospect in this entire draft, Duarte. But then you just think about what he caps out, what he maxes out at. And look, if you told me 5 years from now, like not in Denver, just in a blank slate, like Bones was a starting point guard or shooting guard for someone, I'm like, yeah, man, I see that. I really do.
The only guy I feel somewhat confident right now saying, Franz Wagner and Zaire Williams, maybe a little bit. And then, honestly, here's the thing about this draft. I really like it. Even Chris Duarte, who I think is a really great player. Again, he's not a star. He's a really good role player. And with Bones, I just never thought he was a star at 26. I was like, okay, what is he?
Sure.
He's a
good player. Right.
And now
right.
I look at him, I'm like, hey, he at least has star upside. And when you're at the draft, that's what matters the most. Like Chris Duarte, there's a good chance he's on three different teams in 5 years.
Just right, exactly.
He's good, but he's a piece that gets traded, the type of guy. So I don't know. Then you get into here. This is a really good draft. I love Trey Murphy.
I think this draft's great. I also think this comment from Manny is a good point. My only pushback is like, it's not a draft night. Oh, they took him. Let's go. It's that he looked really good since then. Now I'll temper that. It's preseason training camp, all those things. But all indications to this point are that like, hey, this guy can hang. He belongs. And here's the deal. All these names, we like all these names because we all just did our draft homework. A lot of these guys in between 1 and 26 will not pan out.
Right.
And as of right now, I feel pretty good about Bones one way or another being an NBA player.
Edgar, by the way, is a draft guy. I'll ask this one, and Edgar, you can answer in the chat. But how many, if you were to take Bones now, just rank the guys in this draft, how many spots up do you think he would move how many spots do you think he would move up? That's kind of a good way to phrase it, I guess. I suppose.
Anyone in the chat.
Anyone in the chat. Just Edgar, I know, is like a big, big draft guy, so I figured I'd throw him a bone. He'll bestow some wisdom upon us. All right, let's go to the next question here. What do we have? Is Bones only player currently in roster until Jamal returns that can develop two-man game with Jokic? So I when you say develop, it makes me think that you're just talking about the new people to get a two-man game. Because if they said two-man game right now, Monte and Jokic have a two-man game. Will Barton and Jokic have a two-man game. So you've already got two guys that I'm like pretty confident that they have a pretty good one. I do think Bones and Jokic, with given time, would have a great two-man game. I don't know that Austin Rivers and Jokic will, just because I don't think Austin Rivers has that skill set. I don't know that Marcus Howard will have that skill set.
Sure.
Faku and Jokic, I think, can definitely gain a lot more chemistry than they have now. So he's another one.
It's something short of two-man, I think, because half of that equation isn't really much of a threat to score. But that those two can create offense between themselves, I think Faku can. You got to put Barton in there. Monte's in there. Jamal's in there, of course. So
Dozier, I think. Dozier, like when you say two-man game, it's not an unstoppable. A lot of these, like Faku and Dozier, it's not an unstoppable two-man game. But can it be a very good one over the course of 82 games? Yes.
Agreed. Sorry, I find myself thinking about this. I'm just thinking about this comment in general, which is like what our role is in this. I think Bones is going to do what Bones is going to do, like whether we hype him up or not. But here's my thing. Like,
definitely not our job to like take pressure up.
No, that's the coaches will figure that out. I'm just thinking about like, to me, it's about I feel comfortable doing this from the standpoint of my job because of where the Nuggets are at. Like, there are so many layers of competence in the organization and they're so competitive that you embrace this stuff. You go, oh, the 26th pick looks great. That's super fun. So yeah, maybe there's a little bit of putting the cart in front of the horse, but it's not like, oh, did the Nuggets draft their franchise centerpiece at 26? Let's go. It's just like, oh, more found treasure. This is awesome, man. Let's embrace it.
No question. Like realistically, what could Bones be? He's not going to be a top one player, two player, three player, four player, five player. Can he be a top six? Probably not. I think he, best case scenario, like absolute top end, 99.9th percentile outcome, he's the seventh best player on the Nuggets this year. The most likely outcome is that he's the 10th or 11th best player on the roster this year. So that's the realistic thing. But here's the thing. We thought that he was like this year was just a G League and like nothing.
100%.
This or that. And he's a little bit better than that. So then you start to look at the upside of him and say, okay, his upside is kind of exciting. As far off as it may be, or as unlikely that it is that he hits that, it's still more exciting than what we thought it was maybe 2 weeks ago, certainly 3 months ago when the draft happened before Summer League.
At a certain point, you celebrate that the front office can just keep doing this, you know? You just have to. Right. It's great.
Right. All right, let me see here, this question here. Will Busy and Bowl combined average more or I'll say fewer, I'll correct it, fewer points per game than PJ Dozier? Fewer. I mean, Bowl, first of all, 2 points per game this year?
Yes. Yes, they'll average fewer than PJ.
I think
PJ. Was like 12, 13, 14 points per game for PJ? Does that sound ballpark to you as like a reasonable expectation?
No, I think it's south of that.
South of that?
At some point, like, because you start, there's just so many scores for the Nuggets.
Right.
The double figure score guys are Jokic, Gordon, Porter, Barton. And to have a fifth guy that averages double figures, you know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe that's Dozier, but you still have Jeff Green and Jermichael Green and Monte. Like, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of guys. Then Jamal Murray comes back and changes things. So, no, that was a good question, but I'm going to say no. Do you see Marcus Howard on the roster next season? Oh, this one's a little bit of a sad one. I say no.
I say no too. And that's not to say he won't get another shot elsewhere. There's writing on the wall, man. You can read it. Like, especially after they drafted Bones and Faku's already on the roster. It's just like, how many tiny guards do you have? How many do you need? And also Marcus to this point is struggling. I mean, I know we saw it in that one playoff quarter, which is, you know, valuable data to have gathered, but at a certain point he seems to be struggling one way or another, I think, to adjust to this level, at least for now. So if it happens for him, it's probably on another roster, I think. Oh, lost Adam. Sick. Just me and 101 people hanging out by ourselves. Shoot me a question if you have one. Oh, he's back. All right.
I think you panicked.
Oh, panic.
I was scrolling and I went backwards and it went back and then like it took me out of
the I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go, sorry, dude, my internet's out. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Our last break. On the other side, we'll look ahead. That's all of our mailbag questions. Bye, Adam. Very unceremonious, just like, I'm going to bed. pretty funny. We'll look ahead to tomorrow's game. Preview it just briefly before we get out of here.
Adam, the weekend's coming up. Do you know one thing that you can do on the weekends in Denver, Colorado?
What?
You can smoke some pot.
Okay. I thought that's what I was going to say, but okay.
There's a lot of options. This is just one of them. One of the things you can do is smoke some pot. If you're trying to do that, check out Solace Meds. They have four convenient Colorado locations, one in Fort Collins, one in Wheat Ridge, one up Broadway, one just blocks away from the DNVR bar on East Colfax. Here's what's going down at any of these locations in the month of October, a.k.a. the current month. Dixie Gummies, 25% off. Solace Bars, 25% off. Solace Sticks, 25% off. Mile High Extractions, 25% off. Summit, 25% off. 1906 Drops, 25% off. You get a deal. You get a deal. You get a deal. 10:30 through 10:31. The entire store is buy three, get one free. On 10:31, you get a goodie bag with a purchase of $50 or more. But wait, there's more. If you head to any location, you can get a free Solace Bar or King Cone. When you mention the code DNVR20, they're also going to get 20% off your order. Look, Solace Meds makes your cannabis shopping experience a delight. You can head to their website, view their menu online, order online, and pick up at your convenience. Just head to solacemeds.com and purchase from there. Crush that, Reed. Forgot about the next two. What's next? We have Chevalier Mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
Chevalier Mortgage's ultimate goal is to take the stress out of buying.
Hey, I tell you guys about Mike and Virginia Chevalier. Please. They're for real like Denver sports people, but also DNVR people. We just did our Trey McBride, who's one of our NIL name, image, likeness athletes for CSU. They were up at the signing with them, like participating in that event. Like they're for real.
Oh, yeah.
DNVR bar, like pounding the table type homies. So they're really cool people outside of being great at their job.
All right. Well, you threw me out of that read rhythm for sure. So thanks. call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit www.dnvrmortgage.com. You can also call Mike directly at 970-412-2472. here's the deal.
You're refi too right now. The rates are ridiculous. It's basically free money right now. If you're in the market for refi.
And look, if you're in that market, Mike and Virginia know how stressful it is. If you've attempted this process, you know exactly what we're talking about. Let them help you out. Let them take that burden off the extremely difficult process that alleviates so much stress and worry off your plate. Here's the deal. Visit them at dnvrmortgage.com. You can enter to win a free DNVR shirt or hat of your choice. When you do, most importantly, get set up with a free consultation to discuss all your options at dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS number 1910631.
Adam, look at these testimonials. Incredible. Oh. I love it, Whoa. Man. This stuff makes me so happy. You know this, man. Few things make me happier than when I hear about people that purchased a home or, you know, that went through that process just because I know what a moneymaker it can be. Oh, my God. You guys, look what just happened. Whoa. Hold on.
Whoa. I'm completely fine. As long as I don't have to stand up and show the bottom half, I'm ready to go. Ready to go.
45 minutes late, not wearing any pants.
I'm He's so ready for this.
He's locked in.
Oh, wow.
All right, Denville, you got here just in time for me to make beef business your business, because we're in business with the best in the beef business. I'm talking about Hassel Cattle Company. I'm talking about that blue-collar beef, baby. Here's the deal. If you're trying to get some of that in your system, come to the DNVR bar. You order one of those burgers from that revamped menu. You're getting that delicious Wagyu goodness. Here's the other deal. You don't have to do that from us. You can help. Let us help you. Get that Hassel Cattle Company through your front door into your kitchen. Hassel is hooking you up with 10% off your entire purchase, not just once, not just twice, but every single time that you check out and you use the code DNVR10, there's 10% off Hassel Cattle Company. We're begging you to try this out because we know that you're going to love it.
Use this promo code. I'm serious. You go to Hassel Cattle Company and use this promo. Check it out. We want to keep them as partners. I love Hassel Cattle Company.
All right, we're done, baby. We're back.
All right, we'll be back. Okay, Dev, so we just did a mailbag. We're going to preview the game, but first I want to get your take on this. Should Jokic, the NBA is going to announce the 75 best players over the last 75 years of the NBA because the NBA is 75 years old this season. Carmelo's, I think, will be on the list. Alex English will be on the list. Jokic is the best Nugget of all time. Shouldn't he be on the list?
I mean, he's better than Melo and he's better than Alex English. So, I mean, it just makes sense for him to be there. Also, he's an MVP. Like,
right.
You have to throw him in there. He's an MVP. Like, you just – every single one of them for the last 75 years have to be on the list. And it's been like seven because LeBron James has it all.
So, I'm with you. Do you think he will be on the list?
I do. I do think he'll be on the list. I think he's going to be lower than what people like want him to be, and there's going to be arguments.
I don't care what number he is. He could be 75.
Exactly. I do think he'll make the list, though.
I think Dev's right, man. As we were talking about it, like it's the MVP point. How many MVPs have there been? They all got to be on that list, man. You know, they just do.
Yeah. I don't know that he. I don't think he's going to make the list. This one will kind of make me mad because that 50 best at 50. That list was like a big deal. You know, it had legs. It becomes almost in some ways a part of the history of the NBA. Like that it becomes canon, right? They made that list. And it's like, well, those guys all get elevated. If Yoke's not, I'll just be like, man, what the heck, man? This is, we have to wait another 25 years before. And it's just a bummer. So I don't know. Dev, tomorrow night, Nuggets at Ball Arena, taking on Minnesota. I talked to Dane Moore, another podcast I did this week. We talked to Dane Moore, covers the Timberwolves. And he said that they are going to take this game very seriously. What are you looking for? I know, it's cracks me up. I'm like, what?
All jokes aside, I don't think he's trolling in any sense. I really do think that they're going to take it so serious. To the point that I don't think the Nuggets are going to take it serious. Like, even Malone, I think that he's just going to get his guys in for, like, a small amount of time. And, like, it's going to be more so the mindset that we're over you guys. Like, you guys used to be there. We used to have a rivalry. You guys aren't on our level anymore type of thing. But I really do. I see Karl Anthony Towns going all out, probably play, like, 25, 30 minutes. I see, like, all of the starters playing and whatnot. But that's just – it's awkward. It's always preseason. Like, get your reps in, get your young guys some like time, and then go on. But I mean, it's just it goes to show you that like there's two different teams on like the trajectory is just not the same.
I never vote. Correct me if I'm wrong. I never hear Malone talk about Chris Finch. You know what I mean? Like, I never hear him be like that's part of his. In fact, I think it might be the first branch on his coaching tree. I think that's the first assistant that became a head coach. So, do you think that there's anything with Malone? And I'm not trying to say, like, oh, he doesn't like him this or that. I'll probably ask him about this tomorrow. Just, hey, that's a first branch on your coaching tree.
Sure.
Do you think there's something to, like, Chris Finch gets a lot of credit from guys like us for the Nuggets offense. Do you think there's ever a little bit of, like, I'll show him?
Maybe. Here's the thing. Malone doesn't have to anymore, right? Like, one guy moved on. You're doing a great job in Minnesota, still losing a lot of games. In the meantime, trying to win some titles over here. So I would think Malone doesn't have to feel that way. Don't know if he does. I do think that's an interesting point, though. Like, we've heard him shout out some of these guys on his bench trying to get them jobs as of late. And maybe I'm wrong, man, but I just don't remember the same concerted effort for Chris Finch.
Right.
But I don't, you know. I don't think there's any animosity. What do I know about?
Here's why I read into it. I just wonder why a guy would leave Denver for New Orleans. You know what I mean? Like, there's only a few places that are lower on the totem pole than Denver. New Orleans, one of them. So I always wondered, like, that's a little bit strange. But, you know, we'll find out. Minnesota, by the way, guys, they might be the team I'm highest on. Am I just an idiot?
Wait. Explain.
Relative to the rest of people.
Okay, like, okay.
Minnesota's like the 10th or 11th best team. I think they're a play-in team. I think they might be the 7th or 8th best team this year. Dev, is that – am I crazy?
I think so, like insane. Seasons, like things like – we haven't seen anything close to that. Like, they do have some pretty good pieces and whatnot, but they have not been a decent team in so long, and the West is, like, getting back, like, stronger. There's teams like, you know, the Warriors are going to start, like, making their push. The Suns are finally good. Dallas is good. Those are teams that was, like, always at the bottom, and now they're pretty good. So Minnesota still has to be at the bottom. But when you look at, like, talent, they have like, a strong team. And Karl Anthony Towns, like, all things considered, is a really, like, talented player, a really good player. Russell's pretty fun. I think that Minnesota's, like, an okay team. I still don't think that they're going to be a playing team.
Sorry, this guy's got Dev figured out.
That is exactly where he's coming from. He's probably playing with Dev, and he's like, Dev, why aren't you on the show? Dev's like, what show?
Oh, shit. Tonight? just kidding, Dev. I don't think he was supposed to be on tonight. I mean, Minnesota's still lacking what they've been lacking, right? There's been a little bit of talent there for a few years now, but I think there's a lot of the words that can be easily overused in this industry. Also, Dev, matter a lot. Like, culture, I just leadership. I mean, the Wolves just don't have a ton of that. I feel really comfortable saying that from the outside. So I just still think, like, there's a sense of purpose and direction with everything the Nuggets do these days. And I think the Wolves, it's not anywhere near that level. I think the talent's there, Adam. I just don't know if there's any reason to think, oh, now they'll put it all together.
They had a terrible coach last year, Ryan Saunders. He was probably the worst coach in the NBA, in my opinion, probably the worst coach. They had so many disjointed things, COVID, you know, Towns was going through so many different things. To me, they're just that team that's better than what they showed. Like,
sure.
So it will seem like they're jumping up a couple levels, but I think they were actually artificially depressed a few levels. So
sure.
I'm rooting for Vando too. It's funny how he's one of
me
our
too, guys. Man. I still think of him as a
important question here. What is the best Finch? Easily the American Gold Finch. One of my favorite versions.
No love for Atticus Finch, dude. American literary hero. All right.
Not really into that at all. All right. Dev, what are you looking for tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to Jokic, like, humbling Karl Anthony Towns for, like, that first quarter. Because I think the mindset is going to be, like, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to show everybody I'm, like, the top center and blah, blah, blah. And then he comes out and just dominates and then goes and sits down. Like, he doesn't care anymore. He's like I think while Jokic is not going to take it serious, he's still going to be better than him. He's still going to go and attack him and, like, prove, like, you know, you're not as good as me. And then from there, I think it'll just be, like, a fun, you know, game where you still get to see all of the things that we're looking forward to, the bones, reaction, and see how – I think he's going to get more minutes, and I think he'll play more time with Jokic and try to give him a real look at what it will look like. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Both?
Oh, sorry, I'm responding to Ray in the chat. Crusader Kings 3 is a great game, right? Also, I'll play Call of Duty with you guys. What was the question?
What are you looking forward to tomorrow? Let me play off of Dev real quick. I do think there's a chance. That would be the best Friday. That would make a really great Friday. If Yoke came out, played one quarter, had 20 points, and it was just like a total sunning. If it was like I'm trying, but I'm actually not trying. I just wanted to let you know. I could have gone for 80 tonight, but hey, cute that you showed up. That'd be fun.
Is it cheating to just say Bones every time? How about Bones against a team that's apparently trying very hard? Let's see. Yeah, so let's see Bones against maybe closer to real game speed. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
In preseason training camp mode, I'm into that stuff, right? The next layer of – because we – look, man, how many years of Jamal and Jokic do you watch before you know what's up, right?
Right. Yeah, it's so true. What do you think the crowd's like tomorrow? It's a Friday night, but it's the preseason.
And it's Minnesota. I don't think it'll be fine at all. Oh, it's in Denver too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah, it might not be too bad. Like, that's like a chance that you'll be able to get to a game for cheaper, probably sit closer. It'll probably be good. I was thinking that it was still in Minnesota.
Well, there you guys have it. That does it for our late night edition. Thank you guys for hanging with us, the real ones here in the chat. This was a good time. We will be back tomorrow, Friday night, the pregame show. I think that starts at 6:30 tomorrow. We're also going to have two previews, as I mentioned, Peter Cornelly, Marcus Howard. You've already can catch up. If you're behind, you can catch up on Vlatko Chanchar. You can get Austin Rivers and, of course, Bol Bol. So you guys want to check all of that out. Thanks so much for hanging. Dev, thanks for hopping on for this the ending here.
What a little treat.
What a little treat, man.
You guys are so lucky. You guys are just so lucky.
Didn't even have to put pants on to show up, man. Just absolutely incredible. All right. Adios, everybody.
Oh, wait. Let Kaku grow.
Where's the end outro video?
You guys know what I'm going to push on you. If you listen to the show, if you know who I am, you know what's coming next. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to beg you to try Strava Craft Coffee, the delicious CBD-infused coffee. We all love coffee in the morning, at least most of us do. Those of us that aren't crazy people. What's the issue is that third, fourth cup, you start to feel those jitters. No doctor advises that much caffeine. However, when you balance it with that CBD, it does take a lot of that edge off. You don't feel quite as jittery. I feel a bit more focused. Caffeine's important to my job, but I don't want to feel too strung out on it either. The CBD is perfect. Helps me with joint pains, anxiety, IBS. One of my favorite ways to start the day. You can get 25% off your first order with DNVR25 at Strava Craft Coffee. You can also sign up for their subscription service. You're going to get 20% off every single shipment. You choose what dosage, what flavor comes to you, and when it comes to you every 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks. Check out Strava Craft Coffee. Use code DNVR25.